Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Dire Straits bringing us back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. He's the author of Personal Brilliance and the one of the guys we turn to when we want to make sure that that we're putting our best foot forward as the CEO of our company. And Jim, we've been talking about, you've been helping us understand better ways to focus our time that we devote to being the CEO, and how to be patient about it. And that, so now we've gone off and we've spent some time. We've focused and we know what we want to do, and we patiently waited for certain things to come together, and now it's ready to execute, but it's still in our heads, Jim.
Well, yeah, Jim. I think I use the phrase secret evil plan.
diabolical plan.
Yeah, the diabolical plan. You think of the icon from the Monopoly game, mm-hmm. Plotting and scheming, right? And we do have these multiple tracks going on. And the key is, or the interesting point is, not everybody can see the connection. And especially within our team, within our organization. And many times, our own people can sidetrack some of those initiatives because they're not aware of them. And we tend to not want to communicate until things come to fruition. And many times that's much too late. It's okay for people to understand, okay, look, here's what we're hoping for. We put these things in place. Let's see how this plays out. Because they can actually be supportive of that track and help it get down the road, mm-hmm. if they know about it. And they can, at the very least, not trample on it and cause it to go off track by accident.
So when do we reveal it, though? I mean, how... It's probably different for everybody, every company, every project, every visionary idea that you have. But what's a good way of knowing when it's time to publish it and when to keep it incubating for a little longer?
Well, I don't think of it as a grand unveiling, Jim. It has to do with how you're operating. So, for example, in our startup, I'm working with our incubator here in Columbus, Ohio, and they're always baffled by me. They don't get me at all, which is funny.
I'm sure you get that a lot, though, Jim.
I get that a lot. But I'm always looking around the corner, you know? And so I'm asking for a meeting about how the marketing is going to work 18 months from now, mm-hmm. right? And so that sends the message to our team that that's a track that's on, you know, ongoing, and that we should be working on that and thinking about that, because I'm talking about it. And when I'm talking about it, I'll say, Jim, here's what we're thinking. Here's why I'm thinking about this. I'm teaching all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm teaching about these tracks. I'm sharing my secret evil plan all along. Now, does everybody understand every component of it? Probably not. You know, they're working in context.
When you're revealing it to people, in as you said, not a grand unveiling, but a piecemeal, maybe a little bit of a piecemeal. When you're revealing it to people, And they're not previously aware that you even had this on your mind, is it better to tell them what you're thinking or to ask them what they think about the idea?
Well, yeah, I'm doing a lot of sharing of the plan, how I'm thinking about it, most importantly, why I'm thinking about it. But you're right, I'm doing it in a way that's more conversational than lecture, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually getting them engaged. The reason you're sitting here with me, Jim, is we're thinking about this. Give me your thoughts. Okay, now do you see how that fits together, right? That's how the
mm-hmm.
conversation's going. So it's our day-to-day work. Now, if we're closed-lipped and secretive, none of this works, right? Now, you're
mm-hmm.
you're kind of on this island all by yourself.
Plus you stand a chance. You stand a chance if you haven't been bringing your people into this, the frontline people, if you haven't been getting their input on any of this, you stand a chance of making a mistake. Because you may have something. Well,
right.
Yeah, that you may be presuming something that's either not factual or isn't trending for you.
Exactly right. You don't have all the answers, and you need to bring advisors into the fold, whether they are employees of yours or outside advisors. Doesn't matter.
Is the question, what do you think? Isn't that a powerful one for this?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think?
What do you think? What's your input? Bring it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, well done. This has really been a fascinating approach to being a better CEO. And as you know, that's one of my major goals and yours too. So I appreciate it very much. JimCantarucci.com, right?
Exactly. If you can't spell it, go to Jim Blassen.
That's right. He's all over the place there, folks. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. That's two C's there before the I on the end. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.